Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Couple Money Podcast. I know many of you have recently gone out of town to see your loved ones, and some of you are planning another trip soon. So I think you enjoy today's theme, which is travel hacking. I want to get you to where you need to go without draining your wallet. So this episode, we're going to find ways you can save money on your next trip. Discover how you can get to your destinations cheaper. Find out if you can really travel hack your way to free flights and vacations. And finally, we're going to discover which sites can help you find the best deals on hotels, bed and breakfasts, and more. Happy travels to you and your family. One of the first concerns with travel is getting to your destination. Flying can be the quickest option, but it can also be the most expensive, especially if you have children. Trains can give you a scenic route, but deals are a little bit harder to come by. Going by car can be great, but if you're renting one, you have to stay on top of things so you don't get nickeled and dimed with fees. Being a family with a child, we've usually leaned towards renting a car for regional trips and grabbing flights for the further destinations. We tend to get some wonderful deals on flights and car rentals by bidding on sites like Priceline.com. There are certain restrictions we have to follow, but it's been well worth it for us. The big tip is to start early. That's going to give you enough time to find a deal within your budget. What we've done is start out with rock bottom prices. For example, 50% off the lowest advertised price we've seen, and then increase it very slowly until our bid is accepted. Name your own price requires that you're willing to go with any of the major carriers when you've been on flights, and that's fine with us. Most domestic airlines are pretty much the same. You can even get lower prices if you're flexible about connecting flights and when you plan on leaving. We tend to play around with the dates we leave, but having a small child, we're a bit pickier about when it comes to travel time. There's no need to add a ton of stress only to save a little bit of money. One final thing to consider with flights is the airport. While some locations may only have one major airport, others may have two or more in the area. Such as New York City. You may find by expanding your destination location, you can shave off enough money to cover a cab ride over to your hotel and still have some cash left over. Car rentals generally work the same, but we don't need as big of a lead time with bidding. Again, I go ahead and look at the lowest prices advertised, not just on Priceline, other sites as well, and then start around half. I notch up our bid bit by bit until one company takes a bite. And we've been quite successful doing it this way. I think my favorite rental was when we made an offer for a compact car, got it for $13 a day, and then got upgraded to a Mustang for the same price. I thought the car rental office would try to tack on more fees, but when we picked it up, we only had the taxes and usual fees to pay with it. So please keep that in mind when you bid. Another thing that you want to remember is that with car rentals, there is a hold that they place. It's usually a couple $100s. So if you're using a credit card, it might not be a big deal. But if you're putting the rental on your family's debit card, it can be annoying. So please budget accordingly. Are you planning a trip soon? Please let me know how these tips help you when you book your next flight or rental. I'm sure you've seen and heard about earning free flights and vacations, but is that really possible? Especially with some airlines changing the rules on earning them? I have friends who've accumulated points from their favorite airlines to get some free flights. However, it wasn't until I discovered Chris Gilbo from The Art of Nonconformity that I saw it as a viable and sustainable way to save a significant amount of money. He was someone who mastered the system and used it extensively to literally travel the world. So how exactly does it work? Here's the system in a nutshell. You sign up for the card, and many times there's an initial bonus, maybe 50,000 points, along with a limited time offer of extra rewards if you make purchases on their card. As you use the card, you earn more and more points, which can be redeemed for flights. Now, why are issuers so generous with this? It's because they expect to make money from the majority of the customers they acquire. A travel hacker, though, is looking to beat the pack. They will open a few accounts, get the big bonuses, and in some cases transfer the rewards to another card to maximize the benefits. Many of them have a system for keeping tabs on their balances, what purchases they make with their cards, and timing their payments. Is this a system for everyone? No. I would not recommend it to someone who currently has credit card debt. Being a master with credit card rewards takes self-discipline and some amount of organization. If you're struggling with paying off your credit cards every month, you'll only be hurting yourself. Instead, I suggest paying off all your high-interest debt and see if you can stay on top of things for at least 6 months. From there, you can test out and try travel hacking. I don't want you to put your finances in jeopardy. For a select few, though, this type of gaming can be incredibly rewarding to get some free flights. If you're simply looking to get better deals on bidding, there are some online forums that can help you out, like Better Bidding, Rate Drop, and Hotel Deals Revealed. For those anxious to see if they can actually game the system, the web has plenty of sites with free advice, like The Points Guy and Million Mile Secrets. But what if you want to take this to the next level and you're going to rely on this system to offset your travel costs? You may want to look into more intensive programs. Some of the more popular ones out there are Travel Hacking Cartel, Upgrade Your Bucket List, and Frequent Flyer Master. For those interested in checking them out, I have the links up on the show notes. One of the biggest hurdles people have with taking a trip or vacation is the expenses. Depending on where you go, lodging can be the biggest cost to your budget. The good news is it doesn't have to be. There are several ways you can find the perfect spot for you. Three of my favorite ones include being flexible with your trip window, being on top of your bids, and being willing to look beyond hotels. I'll go over each one of them so you can decide which option works best for you and your traveling circumstances. Being flexible. Besides where you go, another huge factor in price is when you go. Two of the best times for a destination is during the off and shoulder seasons. Off-season travel doesn't mean you have to go when the weather is miserable and everything is closed. A few of my friends traveled to Ireland, for instance, during the winter and loved it. They didn't go during the coldest part, but because they went on the off-season, they got a great deal. An alternative that may be more appealing to you is traveling during the shoulder season. It's that in-between time between the off and peak season. The weather's usually more cooperative and the tourists are relatively manageable. Now, you probably won't save as much, but it's still a better deal than visiting during the popular season. Decide between yourselves if either works best for your budget and your travel temperaments. Being on top of your bids. Just like with flights and car rentals, you can bid on your hotel stay. Some people are hesitant about signing up because they don't know which hotel they will be getting until the booking is made, but there are ways to make sure you get a great place to stay at a fraction of the advertised price. First off, with Priceline, you have some control as you break down certain locations and cities by zone. That allows you to hone in on areas that you want to be within walking distance of, which saves you on the car rental. You can also let Priceline know what hotel quality you're searching for. I find that having a minimum of 3.5 stars gives us plenty of options and still be happy with the bid taker. To help you get the deal on the hotel you want, use sites like Better Bidding. There's a ton of information on which hotels are in what areas and lots of reviews. look beyond the big sites and hotels. Finally, if you want to maximize your savings and perhaps get a little more local feel with your stay, you should explore different rooming arrangements. My sister, who loves to travel outside the country, is always on the hunt for deals. There's some wonderful places that aren't listed on the popular travel sites. There are several lesser-known ones, including Eurocheapo and Wimdu. You can also look for bed and breakfast spots and local rentals. Besides the money you save, you can be living like a native, making your trip even more memorable. I would check out Airbnb, All the Rooms, and HomeAway. They can all help with that. If you have any questions, please tweet me or send me an email. I hope you have the vacation of your dreams and enjoy your stay. Thank you so much for listening. For anyone who is a master at travel hacking, I'd love to hear from you on what sites and services have helped you the most with your trips. Leave a comment on the site or tweet me at cmoneypod. Remember, subscribing to the podcast is free and easy, plus you'll get the newest episodes as they release. We're available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. We also have the feed available on the site, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. If you've enjoyed this show or any of the other episodes, could you please take a minute and leave a review on iTunes or whatever service you're using? I'd really appreciate the support, and it would help other couples discover the podcast. Before we wrap this show up, I want to mention that I'm planning on doing a giving show very soon. I'm talking about giving your time, your money, your talents on causes that matter to you. I'd love to include you and your stories. What charities do you support? How do you give? You can reach me on the site, of course, or if you want to tell your story, please give me a call. I have the podcast number in the show notes. Like I mentioned before, I hope this episode helps you not only save money on your trip, but enjoy your trip. So take care and have a great day.